Go and don't doubt the resurrection of Christ. We live in a world where doubt is often celebrated as wisdom, and certainty is mocked as arrogance. Yet the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely a belief, it's the cornerstone of the Christian faith. It's not an optional doctrine, it's the defining truth that separates Christianity from every other religion. John chapter 20, verse 27. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." Doubt meets the risen. Let's begin by looking at John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord," but he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." Thomas, one of the 12, is absent when Jesus first appears to the disciples. When they tell him, "We have seen the Lord," John 20, verse 25, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands." This scene is often where Thomas gains the nickname Doubting Thomas. But church, let's be honest, how many of us have had moments of doubt? Thomas's doubt was not due to spiritual weakness. It was due to unmet expectations. Like many Jews, Thomas expected a conquering Messiah, not a suffering Saviour. When Jesus died on the cross, his hope seemed to die too. The Greek word used in verse 27 for faithless means unbelieving or without trust. Jesus confronts Thomas's lack of faith, not with condemnation, but with Jesus doesn't shame Thomas. He meets him in his doubt. And friend, he meets you there too. Jesus doesn't require blind faith. He offers evidence, presence, and peace. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith isn't foolishness. It's trust in the one who's proven himself faithful. Charles Stanley once said, "Disappointment is inevitable, but to become discouraged, there's a choice I make." I love that quote because Thomas wasn't disappointed, but Jesus didn't let him stay discouraged. Jesus gave him proof, and he'll give us what we need. The resurrection was not a hoax. To reject the resurrection is to reject the gospel itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures. Paul isn't spinning a tale. He's reminding the Corinthians of a historical witnessed event. Paul refers to over 500 eyewitnesses, most of whom were still alive at the time of him writing. This would be like you saying, "I saw someone rise from the dead," and hundreds of people in the room nodding in agreement. The word used for raise is a perfect tense verb in Greek, indicating a completed action with ongoing effects. Jesus rose, and that resurrection still matters today. We don't follow a dead philosopher, we follow the risen Son of God. John Piper puts it this way, "The resurrection of Jesus is the root of every radical risk in the cause. Because Jesus rose, we have nothing to fear and everything to gain when we step out in faith." Faith is more than seeing. After Thomas sees and believes, Jesus says in John chapter 20, verse 29, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me. Friend, that's you and me. We haven't seen him with our physical eyes, but we have experienced him through the Spirit, the Word, and the fellowship of believers. This is the beatitude of belief, a blessing pronounced by Jesus upon all future disciples who would walk by faith, not sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Jesus isn't just present in the upper room. He's present by his Spirit right now, in our lives, in our hearts. Faith isn't about pretending that something is true. It's responding to the truth that has been revealed. Imagine you're in a dark room. You can't see what's in front of you, but someone turns on a light. Faith is not the light, it's the response to the light. The resurrection of Jesus is that light. Resurrection power for everyday life. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Friends, this is resurrection power, not just for the end of life, but for the everyday struggles of life. The word for power in the New Testament is often dunamis, from which we get the English word dynamite. This isn't passive strength, it's explosive transforming power. A caterpillar doesn't become a butterfly through effort, but through transformation. So it is with us. When we are in Christ, we're being made new by the power of the resurrection. Tim Keller said, "If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said?" The resurrection validates every claim Jesus made. He is not just a moral teacher, he is Lord and God. A clear gospel call. Let me speak plainly. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lived a sinless life, died a sacrificial death, and rose in glorious victory over sin, death, and hell. He was buried, but the grave could not hold him, and he is alive today. And because he is alive, you can live too. You can be forgiven, you can be free, you can be saved. But you must repent. You must turn from sin and trust in Jesus as your Saviour and Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is not religion, it's redemption. It's not performance, it's grace. Friend, if you believe Jesus rose from the dead, then your life should reflect resurrection reality. So walk in victory, share your faith boldly, serve others sacrificially, and worship God passionately. Don't doubt the resurrection, demonstrate its power. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Friends, go and don't doubt the resurrection of Christ. You are not abandoned, you are not defeated, you are not alone. The risen one walks with you, his power lives in you, and his promise is before you. So go, live as resurrection people in a world that desperately needs the hope we have in Jesus. May God bless you.